Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com.
Welcome to the good life, Benny!
Hi there, good morning. Didn't hear.
They can see me, air quotes, air hands.
Happens.
How are you this morning? It's a fine Tuesday.
It is. We're kicking it strong.
And?
Are you wanting to lead it off with something in particular?
No, just being goofy.
Now, we sparked it early, only because why?
Well, because the whole month of March, we're celebrating. Mm-hmm. And we're celebrating all of our audience. And I am opening, you and I are opening the phone lines to take calls the whole month of March. What does that mean for you? You guys get to get tapped in and turned on with life. And Benny's going to take your call. And if you get, you call in, you get a reading. We're going to pull a card and we're going to get your, if, and by calling in, let me do this because this is a huge birthday present. Not only will you get one-on-one time with me here and a reading and a card pull, when you get a reading, this is when you get a reading, then as my gift to you, you will get an event pass to my event that's coming up in May. It's a $295 value. You get it for free, my sisters and my brothers. So please call in 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. For those of you over in the YouTube world, good morning. I'm waving to y'all. Thank you very much. Benny, you know what? I remember the 800 number. What's the local number?
It's 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527.
Thank you. 5527. Okay, before we get started, like I have been doing the last couple shows, I want to start off with giving us some awareness. You know, everything in our life starts with awareness, and everything is an inside job. And the last couple, like last week, we talked about limiting beliefs and what was holding you back and all the not enoughness. But right now we are going to be talking about, and I thought this was just so juicy and so beautiful because I want all of you to be your CEO in your life, right? I want you to win at life. I want you to be your own champion. And that starts with the inside job and that awareness. So I'm going to start off the morning. It's an inside job, daily awareness practice. And today we're speaking to and about kindness. Now, kindness here today is always a twofold for me, but just bear with me here. So kindness for yourself, again, going to the context of this relating to us as all of this being our inner world and having kindness for other people. I found some beautiful quotes. I want to read them really quick. So kindness is not about what you do. It's who you are. And giving kindness, it gives hope to those who think they are alone in the world. And kindness is something any, I love this one. Check this out. Kindness, just like breathing, is something anyone can give you without losing themselves. I think that's really important, especially when we're talking about boundaries and all those empaths and recovering people pleaser. I would be one of those. So kindness, a golden rule, and having the awareness that you are either providing kindness or receiving kindness. And it's really important to be the receiver of kindness and gifts, right? It's so important. And have, you know, an intentional life and self-love and self-care. And using kindness to yourself, words of kindness, really being a hyper-awareness of your dialogue on the inside. So we have the golden rule. We want to treat others how we want to be treated, or we treat others how we want to be treated. But many times our inner dialogue and belief system offers blames and shames and we have a tendency to have language about degrading ourselves because we feel as though we've done something wrong. When all it is, you've heard me talk about this, it's not wrong. And it's not a failure. It's just a contrast of a choice, meaning, oh, okay, I do want that. Or, oh, okay, I don't want that. You get where I'm going with that. So we want to talk about the inner language and the blame and the shame game and really being hyper aware of that and really treating ourselves with kindness. So our external world will then show up and be that for ourselves as well, because how you show up inside is going to be a reflection of what's happening externally and energetically. So we need to have that compassion understanding, not only for ourselves, but also for other people. You certainly, if you saw a baby, standing on its 2 feet for the first time, walking towards you and it boom goes to the knees, you wouldn't start degrading it and blaming it, would you? Heavens, no. Right, Benny? No way.
That's just wrong.
Wrong. So why would you want to do that to yourself? Again, that metaphor of standing on your own 2 feet, don't degrade, have compassion and love for yourself. And another thing that I had learned in Atomic Habits was baby steps, micro steps. So this is my tips and tools for you, a solution for you, the micro step that I'd like to offer you. That baby step and that awareness for yourself is just find one or two phrases. You got to have the awareness, right? You have to be aware that you're not being aware. So you really have to be tapped in and tuned in, tapped in, turned on to your life and have that awareness and find one or two phrases that you can catch yourself with and then change the dialogue. Change it to, I am in process. I love myself. I am working towards. Really find affirming, intentional language so you can change the dialogue. Not only are you changing the dialogue, you're changing your emotions for yourself. You are also creating new neural pathways and a new habituation of good language and kindness and compassion for yourself. So again, it all is an inside job. So these acts of kindness, it boosts feeling. It's mentally and physically. It's all the good juicy stuff, right? So if you want control in yourself, happiness, optimism, confidence, connection, that feeling of connection with others. And not only that, you set a great example to encourage others to do the same. You know, we've heard about those small acts of kindness. Do it. Absolutely do it. Start with yourself. Okay. That is it for today's little awareness segment. We are going to jump into calls. I want to remind all of you what we're doing for the whole month of March. I'm gifting you the whole month of March card readings, card pulls. And I'm going to remind you of the phone number 1-888-298-5569. And if you actually have a reading with us today or any time during the month, then Benny will take your information after the call. So hang on with him. He will get your information, your email, and then you also get a free gift from me. And that's to attend my live Zoom event that's coming up in just a month or so. So we'll do that. All right, Benny, what do we got?
Yeah, you mentioned May, right?
Did I say May? March, you April, did? May. Yeah, May okay. is the event.
Do you have a natural day on that?
3 to 7. 3rd through the 7th.
Oh, 3rd through the 7th. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which I'm not day? Speaking English.
Well, you said
I know.
It was like 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Okay, but which day?
All right. With you.
The beginning.
I'm with you, love. Thank right. you.
You're welcome. All right, let's take Gretchen, who's calling in from Burien. Hi, Gretchen. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Good morning,
hey.
Everyone.
Oh,
I love
how are
your
you,
show
Gretchen?
So much. I listen to your show, watch, on YouTube as well, all the time.
Oh, you do? So hello. I wish I could see you. I'm waving.
Hi. I'm waving towards Seattle. Burien's in the south. So hey.
Oh, yeah. Familiar with Burien. So how can we help you today?
Ooh, so a card pull. I'm on the precipice of all these big changes, but yet I am a single mom. And I'm getting pulled back because it's always about being the mom, and the job that I'm currently in is always about taking care of other people. And I am creating a business that will help myself and others, but yet to get there, I feel like the universe keeps telling me, oh, are you ready yet? Because we're going to put another obstacle. Are you ready yet? Oh, you're going to get injured. Are you ready yet? Oh, your daughter needs you. Are you ready yet? Oh, wait, there's this. And I'm like, can I get a break? Help. Can I just
yes.
move forward?
Okay, well, did you hear at the top of the hour, Gretchen? And thank you for that, sweetheart. It's that inner dialogue and that kindness within ourselves. So that shaming and degrading or the doubts that we have within our head, you know that that's going to give you a test in the external world, right? I mean, you've just alluded to that about the universe giving you all these wonderful tests.
Okay.
Right?
There it is.
So changing the dialogue within yourself to match the experience and the energy frequency that's happening externally. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Yeah. You knew that already. It's just a reminder. So I have some juicy news for you. See, I'm trying to speak English. It'll come out sooner or later. Benny's like, yeah, it'll work.
We're human.
Yeah, it'll happen sooner or later. So, you know, I like to kind of play with source and the universe. And there's times where I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to pull a card first and I'm going to see what happens with the first caller, right? And intuitively, you know, I've got a few different decks, whether it's the moon, the messages from spirit, or animal oracle cards. And I was drawn to the animal oracles with Colette Baron-Reen. Do you know about those?
Yeah, I have an animal oracle deck, but I'm not sure about which one you have.
Yeah, I'm showing you on YouTube, but there's this one, and I've got a few of them, but I'll wait till you hear this, because it was just right aligned with the question that you were asking. Today is Stag's spirit. Take the lead. Can you see that, honey? I'm trying to show you on YouTube. I don't know if it's going to come out or not, but I'll show you later. Oh, my fingernails.
Okay.
TV world or YouTube world or radio world can't see it. Okay, check this out. This is beautiful. So in reference to answering your question with everything that's going on with you, Gretchen, it's Stag spirit. Take the lead. This message, whether or not you have set your intention to lead, you may have found yourself suddenly called to step up to the forefront of your life. Hello. Right?
Yes.
And I know, and is a reminder that now is the time to heed the call to be sure, strong, and compassionate. So what do you have to do with the inner dialogue that's going on, right? To sustain that frequency, to get tapped in and turned on with life, sister. Others will look to you, and you have it within you to see through the eye of Stag Spirit today and walk with confidence as you take on the responsibilities that are yours now and modeling integrity in all that you do in all of your relationships. So be willing to see the best in others so that your compassionate heart keeps you in the right path. Again, going back to that inner frequency and inner dialogue, right?
Yes, the compassion in others and not seeing them as obstacles.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I wouldn't say that they are obstacles. Again, going to what I was talking about at the top of the hour about kindness, you know, in the awareness segment, it's just a contrast. So, you know, this as well as I do, Gretchen, it's what type of energy are you going to put into it? I have said before the CCs in life, having compassionate curiosity. So if you can get to a space internally and energetically, really curious and get compassion, start answering the questions, asking the questions, then you're not going to feel like they're, you know, a little kick in the butt, or, you know, it's not going to be what I call not so sticky when you're dealing with a contrast. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's so the CCs
good
in life.
Affirmation. It's a little kick in the butt that I needed.
Loving kick in the butt, Gretchen, for sure. Let me finish this. Okay. Stag Spirit also wants you to know that your responsibilities now, Gretchen, I love this for you and anybody actually, because you know, as well as I do, that anybody that's listening and they're hearing this and it resonates, that they needed to hear this as well. So it's so beautiful that you can set that example for so many. Wants you to know that your responsibilities now are to yourself too. For you are learning and developing new skills. The best in you is coming into view as you step forward with strength, knowing that spirit supports you as you compassionately take the lead. You are the model of and for transformation now, sharing your experience, strength, and hope with others so they may grow and discover their best selves. What a gift you are, Gretchen. Stay humble and authentic and walk your talk, for this is how a wise leader leads.
Oh, that is so good.
So good. Ah. Oh.
What is the name of the deck again?
It's Colette Baron Reed, The Spirit Animal Oracle.
Baron Reed. Okay.
Yeah, I love her.
I have The Wild Unknown. That's the one I have.
Oh, yum. Yeah, I've got a few different, and I just asked Spirit, okay, where do you want me to pull? Oh, how was that? Was that good?
It was perfect.
Do you have any other questions?
Rewatch, reread notes, everything.
Oh, good. And if I would love to be able to gift you also my event, if you would like that, Benny would love to take your information. It's just first and last name and email, so I can get that to you. It's going to be a great, it's a community. It's of like-minded, just like us, you know, some kick butt. I got to watch my language, kick butt women and men community of like-minded that we're going to get together and we're going to love on each other and learn about and overcome some traumas and talk about boundaries. And
that's
compassion.
Amazing. I'd love to do that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday to everybody, right?
Yes. Happy birthday.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling
in,
Gretch. Oh, what was that?
Happy full moon.
Yes, that's right. It's a full moon. I love this. And then we get to play like this with Source and Spirit on the radio.
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, hold tight.
I appreciate you.
Hold
tight.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling in. Okay, we are rocking and rolling, rocking and rolling. For those of you who are just tuning in, I am doing live readings and calls today. So please give us a call, 1-888-298-5569. Gretchen, thank you very much for calling in, sweetheart. We have got also 1-425-373-5527, local number. For those of you who would like to call in, those of you who are joining us on YouTube, good morning. For those of you who are joining us later in the afternoon, I know I've got Mexico, I've got the UK. Where else? There was Wales and Scotland. I've had people email me. It's just been absolutely delicious and fun to get these emails and questions from people. And specific questions, you know, for answering their questions is about boundaries, really having an awareness practice and what that actually translates into life and bringing kindness to our life and lifestyle and not only giving kindness, but also receiving kindness. We get so distracted, I think is the right word, distracted in life. And, you know, there's such a buzz of energy and everything else going on that we deflect the kindness. And I would like to encourage all of you to be a receiver of kindness and love. So with that, remind all of you, we are taking calls and doing readings today. Gretchen called in. Thank you very much. 1-888-298-5569. And of course, locally, 425-373-5527. Have your question ready. And if you get a reading, I would love to gift you, since March is my birthday month, I want to gift you a free event that I am hosting May 3rd through the 7th, and it'll be via Zoom. And we are going to be talking about, again, you being the CEO of your own life, championing for yourself. So if you're done being stressed out and overwhelmed, or the foggy brain, that lack of focus, if you're done neglecting your own self, if you're done worrying about not having a quality relationship, and if you're worried about being alone, struggling to keep positive mindset, you know, basically keeping your shiitake together. If you're struggling with all of this stuff, if this is resonating for you, you're tired of being tired, exhausted all the time. That is the event I'm doing May 3rd through the 7th. And finally, get relief from pain, step into your inner peace and love and feel tapped in and turned on. So that is a pay-to-play event. It's about $295 normally, and I am gifting this when you call in to get a reading. So when you call in to get a reading, make sure after our reading you hold, and then Benny's going to get your first and last name, phone number, and email so I can get you that information. And the event is called Release Your Trauma Blocks. It's a mini course, and I can't wait to have this community come together again. I'm super excited. All right. We're taking the calls. We have another caller. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll take Amy calling in from Seattle now. Welcome to this Clarity with Sue. Amy?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Angel?
I'm pretty good. I just am calling to see what you have for me.
I would love to. Is there a specific question? And just being intentional, is there a question? You don't have to say it out loud to public. You can ask it internally within yourself if you would like. And then I can pull a card.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you ask the question?
Yes.
Okay. I am guided to go to messages from spirit. All right, Miss Amy. Well, by the way, how are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Rocking and rolling. Dearest you, the common saying, be in the world, but not of it, and wearing the world loosely refers to the need to be engaged with life while not being attached to the specific outcomes. Oh, this is a good one. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of the many co-creators here to play, and we have many ideas about how all this should play out. Just know the outcomes don't matter as much as the presence you bring to each experience and how you let yourself flow through life. There is a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So you will wear the world loosely, So you will wear the world loosely, or will it straitjacket you? You've got to make that choice, right? And we were talking about that with Gretchen and having that conversation of how you are internally talking to yourself. Again, going to the top of the hour when I was talking about kindness and how you really are treating your inner world to match the external world. So this is a beautiful validation. All of this, again, world loosely, or will you allow it to straitjacket you? It is your choice. Whatever happens, have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why. We have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should. Spirit has a plan. Loving you always and forever. Amy?
How wonderful. How wonderful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. I'm excited for you. You're going to have, if you're willing, you're going to have to let me know how it all transpires. I love that. I'm excited for you.
I feel like I have a lot of adventures in life because I try to stay open and loving and kind towards others, even in spite of whatever issues they have. And if they have difficulties, hatred, and meanness, I know that it's just temporarily until they can figure things out for themselves.
Yeah. And wouldn't you agree also, Amy, that that's a lot of their fear monster on the inside coming to the surface too? Because they're scared of something inside that, and I, it's not necessarily them, it's their nervous system keeping them safe, right? Because the fear is a response or sadness or spite, right? Lashing out.
But I meet plenty of people that appreciate the kindness and love that I give. And it comes back to me. And it's just so joyful to be with others when you resonate with them. It, like, you keep, how would I say it? We keep, like, things just continue to escalate positively because we reverberate off of one another.
Right. Like attracts, right? And if you have that compassion and that heart and that kindness, first, it's a choice, right, Amy? You've got to make that choice internally how you're going to show up to the world, first and foremost for yourself. And of course, you've got beautiful kindness and compassion and love surrounding you because that's how you're showing up.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for showing up so beautifully. And I'm glad that that card resonated with you and you got your message from spirit today.
Thank you.
Thank you. So if you would like to have a free gift to join my event, I would love to gift that to you as a birthday gift. The whole month of March is my birthday. The whole month of
Happy
March.
Birthday.
You like how I said that, Amy? The whole month of March is my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Thank you. So if you would like to join the event as my guest, a gift, please stay on hold with Benny and he will get your information. And we're gonna sneak off to a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we'll still be live on YouTube. So you know what I'll do on YouTube, guys, is I'll just pull a card, a general card to do a message for all of us. And then Benny will bring us back and we will, at that point, do some more card reading. So 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. Hi guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue, claritywithsue.com. That is 15 years in radio, high integrity, solid reputation. I am looking for conscious collaborations, sponsorships, alignment and messaging. This could be mind, body, spirit, organics, and fitness. Let's talk about a conscious collaboration together and aligning our mission, our messaging, and products and services. Email sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hey guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue. I've got a 5-day mini event I'm doing in April, and I would really encourage you guys joining us. If you want more personal power, do you want more love? Do you want more energy? Do you want more intentional living and being of purpose? And what about just a sense of peace and a new sense of hope? Join us and me educating all of you about the nervous system, those little crimps in the wire, three phases of transformation, how your personality creates your personal reality. We're going to talk about some habits, changing those up a bit, and we're also going to do a Q&A and help you to understand how to sustain these changes and stay tapped in. Again, that's Release Your Small T Trauma Blocks, and that's in April. Go to the website, claritywithsue.com. That's claritywithsue.com.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue. I have got a question for you. Does turnover happen in your company? Is morale really low because of what's happening in our economy and in the world? Are you experiencing small T traumas within your organization that's affecting your bottom line, that's affecting massive turnover? Well, what we do know that low morale causes employees to have a loss of interest. It's like 65% of employees do not feel appreciated. So how about this? How about a solution? In 90 minutes, go from checked out to tapped in. Set your team apart from others and create a culture to be proud of. Help your team find that purpose again. That's what I do. I'm going to help you do that. In 90 minutes, go from checked out to tapped in. Send me an email, sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Benny. Hi, everybody. Sue here. We are for the whole month of March. Yes, well, the whole month of March, it's not my birthday. My birthday is March 22nd. However, I want to gift all of you with call-ins. So the whole month of March, Tuesday mornings, 8 to 9, every Tuesday morning, 8 to 9, let's get you some healing messages from Spirit. Let's get your answers or your questions answered. Let's have a conversation and create this beautiful community. And when you do call in and you actually get a reading, I've got an even or another gift to give you. I've got an event May 3rd through the 7th, and I'm going to gift you a free, as a gift for me. I'm going to give you an event pass, and that's a $295 value. And I want all of us to come in, and it'll be my free gift to you. So call in and have a reading, and you get not only one-on-one time here with me, but you also get to join the community and the event that I'm hosting to release your small trauma blocks. Let me tell you a little bit about that. I want to remind all of you, we're taking calls. It's 1-888-298-5569. Again, 1-888-298-5569. It is my passion, my intention always to provide real life, real time tools and self-regulating tools and compassion and love. And you've heard me say new perspective, new thoughts, new ideas. And you've also heard me say it's all an inside job. You know, I play around with words and joke a bit that, you know, let's check under the hood, but you know how important that is. You know that kindness matters, what we were talking about or what I was talking about at the top of the hour this morning. And I'd like you to ask yourself some questions. If confidence is important to you, that boost of confidence, if having that genuine control in yourself and its outcome and being very intentional with your life, is connection and mental and physical health important to you? Is happiness important to you? Is optimism important to you and having that state of being and how you're showing up for the world? If that all resonates with you, I highly recommend not only joining the event, release your trauma blocks, but also put into play right here, right now, your solution. And that solution is it's being kind, and it's being kind and starting with you, the inside, the internal you. And one of the tips and tools I was talking about at the top of the hour about kindness is finding one or two things in your internal dialogue that you have that you really, really need to work on and changing. If you're really, you know, degrading yourself or you're shaming or blaming internally, then really pay attention to that. Again, it's the awareness practice. There's a little tool that I've done before, whether it's paper clips or buttons. I've used buttons before because they're thinner and they can fit in my pocket or my wallet. But anymore, if you don't carry a wallet, you can just put like buttons, thin little buttons in one side. And then when you do catch yourself and do change the mindset, you put the button on the right side, you know, left or right, depending on, you know, what hand you're dominant in, if that makes sense. So you have a pocket full of, you know, I don't know how many, I guess you could do pennies too, because they're flat, but buttons, pennies, paper clips. And really being aware. So not only are you mentally being aware, now you're tactfully tactile. You've got a button or a penny or a paperclip in that pocket, and it's going to give you a new neural pathway. It's going to give you a tactile memory. And then you put it into the opposite or the opposing pocket. And then end of the day, you have this pocket full of pennies, paperclips, buttons that you can now sit and kind of reflect. Not kind of, do sit and reflect and see how you showed up for yourself in the world. How did you show up? Were you kind to yourself? Were you treating yourself with compassion? Were you also having an intentional life and creating that frequency, not only internally, but you know, how you show up internally is then going to reflect your external world. Now, I say that with a disclaimer, because I know I advocate for all of you in the audience, not only you guys, but also for myself, because I know there are plenty of times where I am showing up and I'm kind and it's jamming and I'm tapped in, turned on to life, and it's all going great. And then splat, something comes into my awareness. And I have to look at that and go, and it, you know, adjective to describe, it could be something, you know, crappy that has showed up. I had, I don't know, it could be a car ran a stop sign. I don't know, something provided a little bit of a nick in my wire, a little nick, and provided an opportunity for me to just kind of sit back and go, oh, well, so let's take that for example. If somebody ran a stop sign and I happened to be in awareness and stop, that to me is a message saying, okay, Sue, how about you take a look and see where you need to slow down in life. And then the, like going back to the disclaimer I was talking about, you know, everything's running so smoothly, you're tapped in, you're aligned, it's all going well. And then all of a sudden there's a contrast, right? There's something that's going on. And again, you've heard me talk about this. It's simply a contrast. And what I mean by that, it is not right or wrong or beating yourself up, or it's not about that. It's truly about sitting in that contrast and going, huh, all right. And again, what I'm doing here is I'm dialoguing with you and showing you the example of the inner dialogue that you can have for yourself versus the shames and the guilts and all that other sticky stuff that we also, I'm a walk and talk of this, a talking walking of this, what I'm trying to say. I walk my talk is what I'm trying to say. And with that, having your own dialogue of kindness and compassion and respect for yourself, really owning and being intentional with your life. And with that intention and owning your intentional life, you are taking your power back. And again, going back to that contrast, if your life's running smooth and everything's great, and then there's, you know, a nick in the wire, a hiccup, an adjective to describe, you figure out what it is. However you want to label it, and if you're going to label it, please have compassion and kindness and not the sticky, degrading stuff. Again, it's an inside job. You've got to really pay attention to the language that you're speaking to you, to yourself. Then that way you can then externally start attracting those types of people, environments. And then when the little hiccups come, just say, ah, okay, it's a contrast. Time to learn. Well, you learn from the contrast in general. And you can just at that point, regarding the contrast, whatever it is, say, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't need to be reminded of that anymore. Maybe it's an old limiting belief or a fear that's come up from your past. And you guys have heard me talk about this before. And for those in YouTube and or the radio world, what I'm doing in radio world is I'm tap, tap, tap with your finger. And it's an example for the nervous system to just be there on your shoulder, you know, that little drunk monkey going, no, we're going to remind you right here, right now. It's good space. We're going to keep you safe. And that can be a limiting belief. It could be a small T trauma, something that had happened to you, or it could be a big T trauma. But I specifically talk to small T traumas, and those little nicks in the wires, for example, those nicks in the wires, the, you felt degraded, you felt shamed, somebody said something to you, whether it was a coach 10 years ago, or it was, you know, the in-laws or a parent or something somewhere, provided a contrast for you. I know one of my limiting beliefs, and if I could give you this example, that I have grown to overcome. When I was growing up, if I walked into the living room where my parents were, and I could literally stand there, their heads are in the book. And of course, this is no right or wrong. I'm just giving you an example of my limiting belief. I would stand there and just watch them and wait for them to look up from their books because they were so hyper-focused. But what that did for me and my limiting belief is I walked in and I didn't feel worthy enough. I didn't feel enough that they would put their book down. And that then created a whole limiting belief that I wasn't worth enough to put the book down. I mean, for goodness sakes, that's their way of relaxing. And that's their way of enjoying a book. And, you know, defrosting themselves. But as a child and then a teenager, of course, the hormones and all that other stuff that comes through, it's those little tiny things that were a nick in my wire, and then combine those with other big T traumas and other things that were happening. It's that, going back to the limiting beliefs that I talked about last show, and having those limiting beliefs, being aware of those limiting beliefs and going, no, sweetheart. And, you know, talking to your nervous system again, and I'm giving you the dialogue, no, sweetheart, no superpower, whatever it is that you want to call yourself, just really make it authentic and loving and kind. And having that dialogue and conversation preset before the shiitake hits the fan, and then standing in that awareness and standing that in that intention and being really tapped into your life, win at life, be your CEO and be that champion for yourself, and really be intentional with the conversations that you're having with yourself. And also, you know, really not only intentional, but also, again, going back to being hyper aware of the dialogue that's going on in your head. And I know I've been repeating myself with that, but it's so important. And I think there's some study, you got to hear it, I don't know, 6 times before it goes in. It's like, you, I'll say it, and then I'll say it again, and then I'm going to say it again and say it again. And it's a habituation. You've got to create a new neural pathway. And you hear me talk about aligning how you are and how you're showing up in the world. So then the frequency and the energy externally is going to reverberate and show up. You know, with Gretchen and Amy, we spoke to that at the top of the hour when they were doing the readings, really getting clear on how you are showing up in the world, how you are showing up in kindness, compassion, love, or if you're showing up in the sticky stuff, anger, resentment, defensiveness is another one. All of those, and just standing in awareness, not getting down on yourself because you've been resentful. Don't get down on yourself. Just release it. Go, okay, why am I showing up so resentful and angry or agitated? What is going on? What's going on under my hood? What's my inner world? What's happening? What has transpired to create this type of environment in myself? And, you know, at the top of the hour, I was talking about one or two words that you're constantly telling yourself. And this was in the context of having kindness for yourself, so then you could show up with kindness for others. Pick one or two words that you repeat with yourself and change the dialogue. So if it's sadness, find joy. What I have done, it's positive psychology, law of attraction, mind over matter. There's some neuroscience in there. And there have been times where I'm, and literally, and this is proven by science, you are changing a neural pathway. So when you are in that habituation and you're looking at changing language within your head or changing any kind of habituation, you've got to understand, which was important to me, that you are actually changing a neural pathway in your brain. So if you have an habituation, a word, for example, that we were talking about, the kindness word for you, switching that, if it's sad, go to joy, and then finding an image. So what I do is when I'm changing my neural pathway, and it's got to be habituation over and over and over again, I will go into the positive, the joy, and I have an image of that positive and that joy that authentically and genuinely brings me love and happiness and joy. I can give you what I do for myself. You've got to find something for yourself that's authentic and genuine for you. And you get that. You understand that because you know within your system and your nervous system, it's going to call a red flag or a B in the other word going, no, that's not true to you. So what I do is I go in, I'm changing my neural pathway, and I sit with it and I say, okay, I'm happy, healthy, wealthy, financially, physically, and emotionally. And there's times where I'm like, I've got my hands on my chest and I go into the authenticity of what I'm feeling and take some deep breaths. Of course, you guys have heard me talk about the self-regulation, about breathing. It's free. You don't need a coupon for that. You just breathe. It's almost like, and Benny, you've got kids. It's like, you know, the humanness and the adultness, us taking a time out, right? If you want to stay in confidence, you want to speak clearly, you want to really show up again in kindness and compassion to the other person. And not only that, you're setting an example and you just say, hey, Sue needs a timeout. Benny needs a timeout. I'm going to take 5 minutes. I'm going to go do some breath work. I'm going to go to my heart. And I'm going to have intentional language that I'm going to start creating for myself. Again, you have got to have this set up before the shiitake hits the fan. Otherwise, it's going to stay the same. And again, neuroscience, you are changing the habituation. You're changing the neural pathway, and you've got to be consistent and intentional and aware of the change. So I go into, I'm happy, healthy, wealthy, financially, physically, and emotionally. And when I close my eyes, breathe, I hold my hands on my heart, I really lean into that feeling of joy and above the line, I love you. And then I have images of, you know, what's wealth to me, what's abundance to me, what's healthy to me, and exercising. You guys have heard me talk about changing my frequency as well. You know, if you are in the midst of that timeout and self-regulating, doing that, going for a walk in nature. I know many of you love to do that. Something I have done with my events and clients, you know, if you're walking in nature and you really want to get grounded and be intentional, and you know what? This would be a great exercise for the full moon today. When you're outside grounding, take your shoes off. I mean, watch your P's and Q's. Look around your surroundings. I don't want you to cut your feet. I mean, come on, take care of yourself. But where I'm going with this, walk backwards. So you are completely so in your body and so intentional and really feeling not only into your body, but Mother Earth and the frequencies and finding that love and that kindness and that compassion and joy. And, you know, using the moon's full moon's energy to facilitate the change, to facilitate the evolution, to facilitate, what did we talk about with our first caller today? It was about stag spirit and taking the lead. You know, there's been this like theme today, starting with the awareness segment at the top of the hour. It's about you being the CEO of your own life and really living an intentional life and being your own leader. And we pulled a few cards to remind ourselves of doing that. And then gave you tools. What was it? The tools you could do: buttons, paper clips, pennies, and putting, you know, I don't know, 5, 10, 15, 20. You could have a whole pocket of pennies or buttons or paper clips if you want. And then when you are in that awareness and you are changing, again, what I learned from Atomic Habits, it's micro steps. But it is important, that you are in that awareness and you are intentional of changing that habituation. And yes, I know I'm repeating myself over and over again because you need to hear it. It's proven by science. We got to hear it over and over again and then take action. You've got to take action. You can't just sit here and listen to me and go, oh, that's a great idea. Okay. You've got to take action. And I say, if you want your life to change, you have to change. You've heard that before. Again, if you want your life to change, you have to change. And that's why it's all about bringing new thoughts, new ideas, new perspectives. This is another really quality language that you can provide for yourself and other people too. I am just sharing a different perspective because maybe you don't understand where I'm coming from. My perspective is X, Y, and Z versus any kind of reactionary or reflex from, again, a trauma response, a small T trauma, a response your nervous system is saying, protect, 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 you know, kind of like the house smoke alarm. All of that, you know, it's there to protect you, although there's really no fire. There's nothing going on. So just being aware of not only the nervous system, the triggers and things that are coming up. Again, going back to kindness, love, staying above the line, I'm going to go into greater detail with release your trauma blocks, that 5-day mini, and help you to reclaim your life. And we had a couple callers today, and because they called in and showed up not only for themselves, but for all of us, I am also gifting them a free event pass for that. So the rest of March, I'd like to remind all of you that I'm going to be doing live call-ins and readings for every Tuesday from 8 to 9 in the morning. I would love to hear from you. And if you can't call in and you want to email me a question and I answer it, I've got a few of those as well. We can do that. And you can email me, sue@claritywithsue.com. Put in the subject line card reading, and we will read that card next Tuesday. However, you don't get to put, you're not in the pool for the free event ticket. You actually have to call in and get a reading for that. However, I would love to hear from you. So again, reminding all of us to be the CEO and to win at our life and be your own champion. And as I talked at the top of the hour, using kind words, finding words that authentically and genuinely resonate with you is going to be really important. Little baby steps, micro steps. You know, you do the paper clips, the buttons, for example, and finding one or two things that you say to yourself in that inner dialogue and changing that conversation and making kindness not only to yourself, but those around you a core value. Again, if that's important to you, I know it's important to me. I know one of my core values is kindness, compassion, respect, boundaries. I guess core value isn't really a boundary, but it's important. But if you have respect for yourself and compassion and love, you will be able to have those personal boundaries. So I'm going to reiterate what we were talking about with the acts of kindness. And asking yourself, you know, like those personal affirmations that you see all over the world. It could be a bumper sticker. It could be something somebody read. You know, I deserve to be loved. I can make a difference. I forgive myself for my mistakes. There's positive thoughts and affirmations. I also like to say, is that really important to me? Is that true to me? So is it important to me that I learn from my mistakes, instead of just looking at the affirmation that says my mistakes help me to learn and grow? Ask yourself, providing clarity and designing and reclaiming your own personal code of conduct, your own core value, and look at that, because there's so many beliefs or limiting beliefs or thoughts that you really thought were true based on a life that's now outdated for you, a life, a lifestyle, a belief, again, limiting beliefs. And when you look at that and you go, yeah, no, that doesn't work for me anymore. And having that conversation, you hear how I'm talking to myself. I'm giving you that example so you have that dialogue for yourself as well. Oh, no, silly Sue, no. We're not thinking that way anymore, but thank you for the reminder. I'm good. I don't want to show up that way, or I do want to show up that way. So again, let me circle back with those positive thoughts or affirmations. Ask yourself. It's a really good way to gain clarity, new thoughts, new ideas, new perspectives. Again, compassionate curiosity for yourself and other, and sustaining being tapped in and turned on to your life and its lifestyle, and doing that as an inside job, then externally being shown the validation of that. You know, if I say red Volkswagen, y'all are going to now go, I'm seeing red Volkswagens all over the place, right? I don't know if that was really my analogy I was trying to go to, but it's more about having your inner world aligning with your external world, right? And if it happens to be a red Volkswagen bug that you're thinking about internally and it makes you happy, yes, then do it. Have that focus. Again, circling back and recapping today's show, we talked about kindness, using your words intentionally, providing yourself as being tapped in and turned on. Intentionally is the operative word here. Showing up in kindness, showing up in compassion, choosing for yourself and getting really clear if that's important to you. And if it is, keep aligning, keep at it, keep being the example, because as you show up, you are being the example to those people. We talked about the paperclip, the button, and or the penny analogy, figuring out, finding, being aware of two words that you know that you should be changing in your inner dialogue. Creating your own champion within yourself and starting with kindness. Start with kindness with yourself. You are then being the example to encourage others to do the same. And ask yourself the questions. Get really clear on how you want to show up on your code of conduct, how that how that shows up for you. And then the external world does that all. Okay. Next week, we're going to take calls. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for the call-ins. Again, you can email sue@claritywithsue.com if you want me to answer any of your questions there. I'd love to hear from you next week. And until then, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.
Live how we want. Yeah. Fresh start, light that spark, and we take off. Yeah, we'll be flying. We're here.